We continue our scripture reading in the book of Numbers. Today we come to chapter 13. We'll read verses 1 to 24. You'll find this in your pew Bible on page 132. Now here we have the famous event of Moses sending spies at God's command to go look into the land of Canaan. Israel's left Mount Sinai. They're in the wilderness wandering. It would be good to look ahead, and we'll see how this turns out in our next scripture reading. But I think it is indicative of God wanting us to know both the challenges of the Christian life and the blessings to which we are traveling. And the challenges they're going to find are very profound. In fact, they're greater than they might have thought. As some of Revelation's been showing us, we like need a Savior. We need a God if we're going to face folks like them. That's what we're going to find. I sometimes like to say to new converts, it's such great news. You believed on Jesus. Your sins are forgiven. You have eternal life. When you die, you'll go to heaven. That's the good news. They say, what's the bad news? The bad news is you look pretty healthy. You're probably going to live a long time, and it's going to be rough in this world. And there's enemies, and you're going to have hard times, and there's Anakim. We'll see the giants, the pre-Goliath people here. And, well, nobody told us that. No, God wants you to know. It's a life that's challenging that requires His grace. You can do it, but it's going to be difficult. But we also have here, I think, a beautiful scene at the very end of the passage. They bring back a sample of the produce of the grapes of Canaan. And they're so large, they have to carry them on poles. It reminds me, frankly, of the Lord's Supper, which we'll be celebrating tonight. We'll have before the congregation cups with the fruit of the vine, and we'll have bread. But you see what we're really eating from is that food awaiting us in the promised land of heaven. And they're so much greater than we can imagine. They're like the gigantic grapes of Canaan. And we partake of them now by faith. We need to know both the challenges of this world. We need God to save us. We need to walk closely with Him by His power. And the great blessings awaiting the people of God. Well, let's have these things in mind as we hear the reading of Numbers chapter 13, beginning at verse 1. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, send men to spy out the land of Canaan, which I am giving to the children of Israel. From each tribe of their fathers, you shall send a man, every one a leader among them. So Moses sent them from the wilderness of Paran, according to the commandment of the Lord, all of the men who were heads of the children of Israel. Now these were their names. From the tribe of Reuben, Shammua, the son of Zakur. From the tribe of Simeon, Shaphat, the son of Hori. From the tribe of Judah, Caleb, the son of Jephunneh. From the tribe of Issachar, Egal, the son of Joseph. From the tribe of Ephraim, Hoshea, the son of Nun. From the tribe of Benjamin, Palti, the son of Raphu. From the tribe of Zebulun, Gadiel, the son of Sodai. From the tribe of Joseph, that is, from the tribe of Manasseh, Gadi, the son of Susi. From the tribe of Dan, Amiel, the son of Gamali. From the tribe of Asher, Sethur, the son of Michael. From the tribe of Naphtali, Navi, the son of Voshi. From the tribe of Gad, Gael, the son of Machi. These are the names of the men whom Moses sent to spy out the land. And Moses called Hoshea, the son of Nun, Joshua. Then Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan and said to them, go up this way into the south and go up to the mountains and see what the land is like, whether the people who dwell in it are strong or weak, few or many. Whether the land they dwell in is good or bad, whether the cities they inhabit are like camps or strongholds, whether the land is rich or poor, and whether there are forests there or not. Be of good courage and bring some of the fruit of the land. Now the time was the season of the first ripe grapes. So they went up and spied out the land from the wilderness of Zin as far as Rehob, near the entrance of Hamath. And they went up through the south and came to Hebron. Ahiman, Sheshai, and Talmai, the descendants of Anak, were there. Now, Hebron was built 7 years before Zoan in Egypt. Then they came to the valley of Eshcol, and there cut down a branch with one cluster of grapes, and they carried it between them on a pole. They also brought some of the pomegranates and figs. The place was called the Valley of Eshcol because of the cluster which the men of Israel cut down there. The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever and ever. Amen.